天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小华。那我们现在正在学习的系列是约翰福音中的七个神迹。在上期节目中呢，麦克牧师带领我们分享了五饼二鱼的神迹，那今天他将会进一步分析这个故事中的每一个人物。那亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你自己又会是哪一种人呢？好，那就让我们一起来进入今天的天路历程吧。
Hello and welcome our listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，欢迎你。
What a joy it is to know that you tuned in again.
很高兴你再次收听。
If you are joining this broadcast for the first time,
假如你是第一次收听这个节目，
We are in the middle of a series about the miracles in the Gospel of John.
我们正在讲约翰福音中一连串的神迹。
We will continue talking about the sign of feeding of the 5,000.
我们会继续讲论耶稣喂饱五千人的神迹。
I promised you that today we are going to find out if we can see ourselves in the reactions of the disciples who were with Jesus.
我答应你今天要在耶稣门徒的反应里来回顾我们自己。
Let's look first at Philip.
我们先来看腓力这位门徒。
Philip was the ultimate business accountant.
腓力是个出色的会计师。
He knew that there were no restaurants to feed this huge crowd.
他知道没有一间饭店可喂饱那么庞大的群众。
Even if they found some restaurants, Philip understood finances.
就算他们能找到这样的饭店，腓力也得从经济着眼。
He already figured out that $15,000 to $20,000 would not be enough to feed them with a snack, much less than a meal.
就算即使有15,000至20,000美元，也未必足够供应他们每人一份点心，更别说是一顿饭了。
How many Christians are like Philip?
有多少基督徒像腓力一样呢？
They are good with mathematics, but not with faith.
他们精于数学，却缺少信心。
They are good with arithmetic, but not with spiritual adventure.
他们精于计算，却缺少属灵经历。
They are good with logic and physical evidence, but not with trusting the supernatural power of God.
他们精于逻辑和物质上的理据，却不信靠神有超自然的能力。
To Philip, it all was a matter of the amount of monetary resources, but not spiritual resources.
对腓力来说，他只关心金钱来源，而非属灵来源的问题。
Many people leave the supernatural out of their planning.
许多人在他们的计划中没有考虑超自然的力量。
Many churches leave the Holy Spirit out of their worship.
而许多教会则在崇拜中将圣灵置诸度外。
Many churches go through the rituals with no reference to the supernatural.
许多教会进行宗教礼仪，却不理会超自然的力量。
The average church thinks it could function just as well if there were no Holy Spirit.
一般教会认为有没有圣灵也可照常运作。
Philip, like many Christians, no matter how much they see what God is doing, they will not stretch their faith.
腓力就像许多基督徒一样，无论他们看见多少神所行的奇事，都不能扩展他们的信心。
Philip had witnessed many healings and many miracles.
腓力曾亲身目睹许多医治和神迹。
But he still did not think that the feeding of the multitudes was possible.
但是他仍不认为喂饱群众是可能的。
Then let's look at Andrew and his reaction.
现在让我们来看安德烈这位门徒及他的反应。
Andrew, on the other hand, reminds me of a cautious, optimistic salesman.
从另一方面，安德烈使我想起一个谨慎乐观的推销员。
He would not go out on a limb.
他不让自己冒险。
Because then, if things worked out, he would get the credit.
因为如果事情顺利，就是他的功劳。
If things did not work out, he could say, I told you so.
如果事情不顺利，他会说，我早已告诉你了。
There's a story that is told about three kinds of shoe salesmen.
有一个故事讲到有三种的皮鞋推销员。
The first kind, salesman number one, is negative.
第一种假推销员是消极的。
Salesman one goes into a town and sees everybody running around with bare feet.
他走进一个村子，看见人人都赤着脚跑来跑去。
So he calls the headquarters and says, "Forget it, they don't wear shoes here."
因此他通知总公司说，不用费心了，这里的人不穿鞋子的。
I am moving on to the next town.
我还是到下一个村子去吧。
And then there is the positive shoe salesman, salesman number two.
第二位是乙推销员，他很积极。
Salesman two goes into town and sees everybody with bare feet.
他来到村子里，看见人人都赤着脚。
He calls and says, "Send all that you have in the stock. They all need shoes here."
他告诉总公司说，快将仓库里的鞋全都运来，他们需要穿鞋。
Finally, there is the cautious, optimistic man, salesman number three.
第三位丙推销员是谨慎而乐观的人。
Salesman three sees the same situation.
他看到同样的情况。
When he calls headquarters, he says, they may buy shoes, and on the other hand, they may not.
他和总公司联系说，他们可能会买鞋，也可能不会。
Andrew is more of a lawyer than a salesman.
安德烈似乎更像一个律师，而不像推销员。
But he was the third type of salesman in this story.
但他可以和故事里的第三位推销员相比。
He was non-committal.
他不愿意承担责任。
In verse 9, he speaks up and says,
在约翰福音第六章第九节，安德烈说，
There is a lad here with five barley loaves and two fishes.
在这里有一个孩童，带着五个大麦饼，两条鱼。
Then he almost interrupts himself and says, On the other hand, what are they among so many?
然后他几乎是插自己的嘴说，只是分给这许多人，还算什么呢？
I am glad the boy came to Andrew with his lunch and not to Judas.
幸好那孩童带着他的午餐来找安德烈，而不是找犹大。
I think Judas would have eaten the boy's lunch.
我想犹大很可能独自把那孩子的午餐给吃了。
At least Andrew had a mustard seed type faith, and Jesus honored it.
至少安德烈还有像芥菜种那样的信心，因而得到耶稣的称许。
Andrew knew enough to know that if the boy gives his lunch to the master, Jesus might be able to do something with it.
起码安德烈明白，如果孩子把食物交给主，耶稣就能用来做些事。
Every time you see Andrew in the Bible, you find him bringing someone to Jesus.
在圣经里，每次安德烈出现时，他总是把人带到耶稣面前来。
The Andrews of this world are the unsung heroes of the kingdom of God.
这个世界上许多像安德烈这样的人是神国度里未被表扬的英雄。
They are the quiet but faithful witness for Jesus.
他们沉静却忠心地为耶稣做见证。
The quiet and faithful servants are the unsung heroes of the faith.
沉静而忠心的仆人都是没有被表扬的信心英雄。
It was a quiet, retired preacher in England who played the role of Andrew and talked to a boy about Christ.
在英国有一位退了休而沉静的传教士，扮演着安德烈的角色，他告诉一个男孩关于基督的事情。
The boy received Christ, and when he grew up, he launched the entire modern missionary movement.
这个男孩接受了基督，长大后推动了整个现代宣教运动。
His name was William Carey.
他就是威廉·卡里。
A Sunday school teacher led a young boy in his class to the Lord.
有一位主日学教师带领班里的一个孩子归主。
And the boy grew up to be a great evangelist.
这孩子长大后成为伟大的布道家。
His name was D.L. Moody.
他就是穆迪先生。
These boys and many others were brought to the Lord by some Andrew.
这些孩子和其他许多人都是由一些现代安德烈带领信主的。
When they reached manhood, they impacted millions with the bread of life, the Lord Jesus Christ.
当他们长大成人之后，就以耶稣基督这位生命之粮影响了千千万万人。
Now let's get back to verse 9.
现在我们回到第九节。
These barley loaves were very small.
这些大麦饼其实很小。
And most likely the two fishes were the size of sardines.
而那两条鱼很可能只有沙丁鱼般大小。
These were small and insignificant things.
这些都是小而微不足道的东西。
These were unimpressive things in the light of the vast need of the world.
相对于全世界极大的需要来看，它们都是毫不显眼的东西。
These were unimpressive things in the light of the vast need of the crowd.
相对于广大群众大量的需求，他们真是毫不显眼。
But this is how God works.
然而神就是这么做。
He blesses the little that you give to him.
你拥有的虽少，但你交给他时，他就赐福。
He uses the small things you consecrate to him.
他要使用你微小的奉献。
He multiplies the few things that you dedicate to him.
你献上的虽少，但神使他们倍增。
In Exodus 17, Moses had a small stick in his hand.
出埃及记十七章记载，摩西手里有一只小小的杖。
But when God said, strike the rock with your staff, a deluge of water came out of the rock.
但耶和华对他说，你要用杖击打磐石，从磐石里必有水流出来，使百姓可以喝。
In 2 Kings chapter 5,
在列王记下第五章，
a small Hebrew girl testified to her master, a Syrian general by the name of Naaman.
有一个希伯来女子向她主人亚兰国的元帅乃曼做见证。
And Naaman was healed of leprosy by dipping 7 times in the Jordan River.
然后乃曼在约旦河里沐浴了七次，他的麻风病就得到医治。
In 2 Kings chapter 4,
在列王记下第四章，
we see a drop of oil in a tiny jar.
我们看见小小的瓶里只有一滴油。
When that small amount was blessed of God through the prophet Elisha, the oil filled many jars.
当神借着先知以利沙祝福那小量的油之后，那些油就装满了许多瓶子。
In 1 Samuel chapter 17,
在撒母耳记上第十七章，
David had 5 pebbles in his hand.
大卫手中有五块小石头。
God used them to destroy a giant menace.
神用他们消灭巨人的恐吓。
It is a terrible mistake to say, when God blesses me, I will do this or that.
当你说，如果神赐福给我，我才做这做那，其实你是大错特错了。
God wants you to offer him the little that you have, and he will bless it.
神要你先献上你拥有的小东西，然后神才赐福。
God wants you to give him the few things that you have, and he will multiply them.
神要你献上你所有的少量东西，然后神将它倍增。
God doesn't care about the size or the amount or the quantity.
神所看重的不是大小、多少或是数量。
God cares for the condition of your heart.
神看重的是你内心的状况。
God cares whether you are faithful with the little or not.
神看重的是你是否用那小小的东西向他敬重。
Why?
为什么？
Because Jesus said, those who are faithful with little are faithful with much.
因为耶稣说，人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心。
And those who are not faithful with little will never be faithful with much.
在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。
Do you want to put God to the test and see if he wouldn't multiply your blessings by tenfold, a hundredfold, a thousandfold?
你想不想试试看，神会否十倍、百倍、千倍地增加他赐给你的恩典呢？
Go ahead, for God said, test me.
你就试试看吧，因为神说过，你可以来试试我。
In verse 11 of John chapter 6, Jesus places his hand of blessing upon the lad's lunch.
约翰福音第六章十一节说，耶稣拿起饼来祝谢。
And the baskets kept on filling up.
然后篮子就不断装满。
The disciples would distribute them and come back with empty baskets.
可能门徒把饼分给众人后，带着空篮子回来。
The empty baskets would get filled up again and again.
而空篮子一次又一次地装满。
The baskets kept filling until everyone ate their fill and there was plenty left over.
篮子不断地装满，直到人人都吃饱，而且还有剩余的。
Jesus, the bread of life, supernaturally fed their stomachs.
耶稣，这位生命之粮，神奇地喂饱了他们的肚子。
There are modern-day skeptics who want to play down this miracle.
有些近代的怀疑论者想要贬低这个神迹。
Some of these doubters say that the miracle took place in the crowd's heart.
有些怀疑者说，这神迹只是发生在群众的心里。
Christ induced and challenged the selfish to share their provision.
他们说，耶稣基督只不过是鼓舞那些自私的人，并促使他们拿出自己所有的与人分享。
And when that was done, the little portion of food proved to be enough for everybody.
事成后，就可以证明少量的食物都足够分给每个人了。
My listening friends, I want to tell you something very important before I conclude.
亲爱的朋友，在结束今天的信息之前，我要告诉你一些很重要的事。
Jesus performed this miracle supernaturally by his supernatural power.
耶稣行这神迹是运用他超自然的能力。
But then Jesus used his disciples to be the distributors.
当时他差派门徒担任分发的工作。
Jesus performs the miracles, then you and I are the instruments by which he manifests his glory.
耶稣确实行神迹，但他也让我和你成为工具，来彰显他的荣耀。
Do you see yourself as the manufacturer or do you see yourself as a distributor?
你看你自己是制造的人呢，还是分发的人呢？
The answer to that question determines your effectiveness or lack thereof in the kingdom of God.
你在神的国度里是否有效率，就看你如何回答这问题了。
You will get yourself into deep trouble if you see yourself as a manufacturer.
如果你看自己是个制造者，你就很麻烦了。
God wants you to be a distributor.
神要你做个分发者。
At a Christian camp in the United States, there is a display case that contains $1 bill.
美国一个基督徒的营会里，有一个玻璃框展示着一块钱的纸币。
And there is a story behind the frame.
在这个展示框背后却有个故事。
Years ago, there was a missionary from Hong Kong by the name of John Bechtel.
许多年前，有一位来自香港的宣教士名叫约翰·贝德里。
He went to the United States to raise money for a Christian camp in Hong Kong.
他到美国来为香港的一所基督徒营会筹款。
The purpose of the camp was to reach Chinese children with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这营会建立的目的是要向华人儿童传讲耶稣基督的福音。
His only response was a dollar bill, a gift from a little girl.
当时他唯一得到的回应是一个小女孩捐出的一元纸币。
She wanted her ice cream allowance to be used in the Lord's work.
她愿意捐出买冰淇淋的零用钱，用在神的事工上。
The orphanage in Hong Kong would cost $250,000.
在香港建立一所孤儿院需要25万。
So, with only $1 received, Bechtel could not buy the campsite.
但贝德里只收到一元的捐款，当然买不起营地。
A year later, the same organization learned that there was only $1 gift from a little girl in the United States.
一年之后，那机构得知他在美国只筹到小女孩的一块钱时，
It informed Bechtel that he could have the property for a dollar legal purchase.
就通知贝德里，他可以用一块钱合法的买下产业。
They made one provision.
但有个附带条件。
The property had to be used solely for preaching salvation to all who came within its gates.
这地方只能用来传福音，让所有来到这里的人都可以听见。
Since then, thousands of Chinese have heard the gospel and received Christ at what is known as Sun Do Camp.
从此，千万的华人在这里听见福音，接受了基督，这就是宣道营。
The ice cream allowance of the little girl surrendered and dedicated to the Lord.
那小女孩拿出她买冰淇淋的零用钱奉献给主。
Has been multiplied manyfold in a ministry which continues to this day.
神使她增加了很多倍，一直用到今天。
What do you have to give to the Lord so that He can multiply it to you many times over?
你有什么奉献给主，而他可以加倍给你的呢？
Do it today.
今天就去做。
To some of you, this message is premature.
对某些人来说，这个信息可能言之过早。
Some of you have not surrendered your life to the Lord yet, and you need to do that today.
如果你还没有将生命交给主，你今天就该这么做。
For the Lord wants you before He wants what's yours.
因为主愿意先得到你这个人，然后才是你的东西。
He wants to bless you with eternal life before He blesses your possessions.
同样的，他愿意先赐给你永生，然后才赐福你所拥有的一切。
Will you come to Him today?
今天你愿意来到神的面前吗？
If you have done that, will you write to us and tell us so that we can pray for you?
如果你愿意，请写信给我们，让我们能够为你祷告。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。是啊，正如主耶稣所说的，你的心若不回转像小孩，就无法进入神的国。只有当我们像故事中的小朋友一样，甘愿付出所有的时候，才能够真正的被主所用，而神所给我们的福分也是远超乎我们想象的。同时呢，小花也要在这里鼓励那些正在服事中的弟兄姐妹，请不要轻忽你的职分，无论他看起来是多么的微不足道，在背后都有神的美意。好， 亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
生命，我的生命，说声。